Pope has returned to the Vatican after an intense one-day visit to Naples, where he celebrated Mass for thousands of faithful before going on to meet with religious leaders, attending an international peace forum organised by the Sant'Egidio community. Well, Philippa Hitchin is on the scene and we speak to her now. Good evening, Philippa.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Lydia.
Well, it's been a very full programme for Pope Benedict today, hasn't it?
Yes, that's right. He has now left. He left from the harbour here in Naples just over an hour ago at the end of this short but very significant visit. I suppose for the people of the city here who turned out in their thousands despite the unusually cold and wet weather, the highlight was undoubtedly the open-air mass concelebrated by priests and bishops from right across the Campania region in the grand Piazza del Plebiscito. Amongst the crowds were also a group of immigrants who had come to draw attention to the real difficulties of trying to find a job and make a living in this part of the country. There were a number of prisoners also from the local jails. Now, in his homily at the Mass, Pope Benedict denounced the violence, not just the organized crime network here, the Camorra, but also the widespread violence which infiltrates all levels of society, he said, and draws young people into an underworld of illegal activity. To the Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi and other regional authorities who were attending the Mass, he said Naples needs adequate political initiatives to combat this mentality. But above all, he said it needs a profound spiritual renewal, a formation of consciences which can really transform attitudes and ways of behaving. And the key to this transformation, he told the crowds, is prayer, the deepest expression of faith. He noted how difficult life in Naples can be, how so many people live in desperate poverty with no jobs, no decent housing, and very little hope for the future. And he said it's vital to intensify prevention efforts to support particularly the children in the schools, to help them organize their free time, to find them jobs so that they're not lured into the hands of these crime rings.
Now, Philip, as we mentioned earlier, this trip coincided with the opening of an international peace forum, and Pope Benedict met with other church leaders taking part in that forum, didn't he?
Yes, that's right, Lydia. After reciting the Angelus prayer with the crowds gathered there in Piazza del Plebiscito, he then went to the diocesan seminary where the heads of all these religious delegations were gathered together with the Vatican Secretary of State and other members of his entourage, including the heads of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity and Interreligious Dialogue. Now, the Pope's message to these Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist and other leaders was a very clear call to work for peace and the promotion of reconciliation between people. He stressed that in our world torn by conflicts, it's vital to reiterate that religions must never be exploited to promote hatred and violence. Instead, he said, religions can and must offer precious resources for the construction of a peaceful future for humanity. And he underlined that the Catholic Church intends to continue following this path of dialogue to encourage understanding between the different cultures and religious traditions. Now, I've already spoken to some of the Catholic and Protestant delegates who, as we speak, are gathered in the famous San Carlo Opera House for the official opening of the three-day international meeting. And they're very encouraged by the Pope's words of support during his Angelus address at that interreligious encounter and also in private over lunch at the seminary. And they're really hoping that his words will be used and will be built on by participants at the meeting as they seek really practical ways of helping to overcome conflicts and build peace in the world.
Now, before he left, Pope Benedict also went to the city's cathedral, which houses the relic of the patron saint of Naples.
Yes, that's right. The final stop on the agenda for this visit was a moment of private prayer in this ancient cathedral dedicated to, as you say, San Gennaro, the patron saint of the city. Much of the current cathedral that you can see dates back from the 13th century, but it's built over the remains of a 4th century church, and you can still see the remains of that on the left-hand side of the main aisle. To the right, on the other hand, there's a large chapel dedicated to San Gennaro, and it houses the relics of the saint together with a very famous phial containing some drops of his blood. And a couple of times a year, this phial is taken out from behind the altar, and in view of all the faithful, the blood actually liquefies again, signifying to the people that the saint continues to protect their city. Now, Pope Benedict was shown this phial, he venerated it, and he remained for a few moments of silent prayer there in front of the altar. A fitting end, really, I suppose, to this pastoral pilgrimage, which was aimed at supporting the church here as it really struggles to overcome the many, many social, political and economic difficulties of people in the region.
Philippa, thank you very much for that.